It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Friday morning flashback, and yes, he will be back on the stage. Triumphant return of our buddy Mark Chestnut to Billy Bob's in concert tomorrow night with Hank FM. So, let's look back at a little about the story about the guy that is affectionately referred to as the Nut. No, we're not playing that song. We're not doing that song. He won't either. Mark Chestnut right there. Beaumont, Texas native. Introduced to the masses in July of 1990 and quickly became a class of that. Well, big part of that 1990s class of music. Too Cold at Home was the song that came out, ironically, in the middle of summer in 1990. But he became one of the big signature hat acts as the 90s progressed. Throughout the decade, 14 number one hits, scored a pair of CMA awards, and Mark very much enjoyed becoming musical friends with his musical heroes along the way. And in 2007, mind you, got his brand new iPhone programmed by a fresh-faced DJ.
Oh?
Yeah.
Aww.
They're on a tour bus. Can you help me with this?
What is this supposed to do?
So before all that, though, out in Beaumont, Texas, Mark Chestnut grew up with a lot of music from his family. And he said he was big fans of rock music, Aerosmith, ZZ Top, Led Zeppelin. And then, of course, his daddy would be listening to Hank Sr., Merle Haggard, and the like. He said so he knew both sides. But Mark didn't start as a singer or a guitar player. He started playing drums. And actually, that's when he got into his first band and got really into Kiss, actually.
Look, they eat fire. Can you blame him?
I'm telling you, Mark, if you want to, bring back the Kiss makeup for Billy Bob's tomorrow night.
Ooh, that'd be fantastic.
I say it would be amazing right up there. He said, though, at one point, somebody's lead singer in one of the bands he was helping out got sick one day. Anybody can sing? Turns out Mark could. Kind of like nobody else, too. And then he had dreams of Nashville. He ended up going there in a truck, very little to his name, and he brought along a buddy named Bobby Harden. And it took a while right there. Singing demos all over the place, writing songs, pitching it to everybody. It says, when all the songs started getting turned down, he was like, well, I'm just going to start singing them myself. Too Cold at Home came, Brother Jukebox followed, and then he got to sing about his own Lone Star State more than just a couple of times. It's been a while. It's good to see him back on the stage, Mark Chestnut.